So my name's Hazel Hoskin and I'm here at the Dorset Sunflower Trail.
And I'm pleased to say there's plenty of people coming out to have a look at the trail, isn't there?
Yeah, the weather today is perfect for here at the Dorset Sunflower Trail. It's not too hot and a little bit cloudy, so you get that perfect photo opportunity.
Now, how long has this been happening? How many years have you been doing the Sunflower Trail?
So this is our fifth year. So 5 years in total.
And it's all for a good cause. Who do you raise the money for?
So throughout the 5 years, we've been raising for the Dorset County Hospital. Some years it's been for the Special Care Baby Unit, some for the Kingfisher Unit. This year we're doing it for the Emergency and Critical Care Unit Appeal, which is the new A&E that's coming to Dorchester.
And you've raised quite a bit of money over the years, I reckon, haven't you?
Yeah, we're very lucky with the people that support us and visit us that allowed us. To date, we've raised £62,000.
That's amazing. Brilliant. And there's two trails, isn't there? There's a short one and a longer one?
Yeah, so we've got lots of different options. The short one would roughly be about 15 minutes, and the longer one, to be honest, you can take as long as you want.
Yeah, and a photo competition, I can see.
Yeah, photo competition. So I'm sure there's lots of budding people, from an iPhone to a professional photographer, can have a go, and that's been sponsored by Seven Springs Photography. So we're really happy that we collaborate a lot with local businesses, which makes sort of such a special occasion for Dorchester, really.
And when all this began, was it your idea in the first place to do this?
Yes, it was my mad idea, exactly. We were just coming out of lockdown at the time and everyone had to holiday in the UK. So we wanted to provide something for Dorchester to have some with the visitors coming to the area. But the main reason was my oldest son was turning 18 and we wanted to celebrate him getting to that age milestone, and that's why we raised funds for the Special Care Baby Unit.
What a great way to celebrate. How long does it take you to plan all this and to get it all ready?
Oh, my brain is sunflowered out all year, I think. We planted the seeds back in May in the first bank holiday, and they came to bloom in the last week. So we opened last Friday. So that's only a short time. But once we close, you know, Christmas time, I start thinking about different things that I've got to get ready.
Yeah.
It's weather dependent as well. You've been a bit dry for you, really, hasn't it?
So this year, as a farmer, it's been quite a challenge. We had probably one of the wettest winters that then turned into one of the driest springs and summers. But Mother Nature is such a resilient thing. The sunflowers here are slightly shorter in height, so they've put their concentration actually into their heads. So we've got dinner size plates of the actual flower head, but they're short in height, and to me they look a bit like children.
They do, don't they? if anybody wants to see details, you've got a website, haven't you?
We have, yeah. Our website is the dorsetsunflowertrail.co.uk. Lots of things on there. There's lots of things on social media as well to see what photos people have put on, what people recommend to come here. But it's a great family day out. And what we've also done this year is 5 years down the road, but we're still the same price at £5 a person.
That's brilliant. And you've got this shop here, all things sunflower as well, haven't you?
The shop is absolutely themed with everything sunflower and bees. So if you're one of those people that love a sunflower and a smiley face, then yeah, pop into the shop. You can even get some of our own bees honey that they've made, which can be bought here as well.
And how long is it going to carry on for, the trail?
Well, that is the million-dollar question. So don't leave it too late thinking we'd be open for the whole of August, because it depends on Mother Nature, really. We've got bookings available to the 17th of August. We will then assess the flowers, and it just depends on the weather. So I would personally say get here sooner rather than later.
And you're going to have a great time when you come here. Many thanks. Absolutely. For talking to us today, Hazel.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for coming. Keep 106.